comes to charisma, the vast majority of people got Robin Williams, may he rest in peace, completely wrong. And we're going to go into that. Today's episode is especially for you if A, you would like to have more influence, B, you want to cultivate your charisma, C, you need a quick battery charge right this very minute, and or D, you're tired of being looked over at work, or maybe even at home too. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts, including you social introverts, where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of A-listers, and that's A-listers from business and other public figures. And that's so that you, smarty pants, can get the recognition and the opportunities that you deserve. I'm your host, Alara Camacho, aka your magical communication godmother, your communication coach and strategist. We are supposed to be coming out now every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're going through kind of a reorg. And as you know, those of you who have been through reorgs, they're kind of messy. So this week, I think it's just going to be Wednesday and Friday. But what I do know is that this is going to be good. And I'm drawing for this particular, what you're listening to, I'm drawing not only from my hard-earned knowledge base, but also from two recent guests, where we went into these topics, the topic of charisma. So if you like this topic, make sure that you've heard episode 222 with Jose Ucar, who's a Venezuelan living in London or England. It's called Build Your Global Influence. It's absolutely fabulous, and he is so generous. And then also episode 228 with songwriter Drew Lawrence called You Can Create Charisma. So today's episode was definitely inspired by those two. And in the next few minutes, you're going to get two real examples of how charisma has helped two ordinary people, plus some of the real deal on Robin Williams and a whole new way of thinking about charisma. Because you may be thinking, why do I need charisma? I'm super smart and I'm a high performer. Well, maybe you don't need charisma all the time, and maybe you don't need it at all, but I do think it's a nice tool to have in your toolbox. My default is not warm and bubbly. My default is, what's wrong with you? But I have learned that turning on the charisma is very useful. All right, example number one, and this is in episode 222 with Jose Ucar. He shares how just one random conversation on a bus in Spain with a perfect stranger got him a whole new job, a new country, a new career. And Jose, I'm going to make a generalization here. Like a lot of Venezuelans I know are super charismatic. He's very warm. And charisma is basically a combo of warmth and presence and credibility. And those of us listening, sometimes we over-index on the credibility part, trying to prove that we didn't just pull whatever we're saying out of a Cracker Jacks box, and we don't show or share the warmth as much. So the next time you want to have charisma, I want you to think about warmth. I want you to be interested in the other person. How can you define warmth, Laura? Well, think about if it were your child, if it were a puppy. When we're talking to our dogs, and I'm not even a dog person, but even I, when I would be talking to my husband's dog or my daughter's dog, you know, I go into this little different voice. And I'm not saying do that, but definitely the warmth comes through. That is the warmth. When I'm talking to my 7-month-old grandson, I show more warmth than I do, you know, in the day-to-day. So focus on warmth is number one. Number two, example number two, and this comes from episode 228 with Drew Lawrence, who is a popular music songwriter. He was at one point writing over 300 songs a year, and he had to learn to transfer that emotion in order for his songs to be popular. Eventually, it led to him getting speaking gigs, even though he had no experience as a speaker. So again, he had a huge career change. In fact, any actor or anybody in the entertainment business knows that it's all about the transfer of emotion. that emotion has to be warmth. It has to be positive. It has to be that you care. It has to be not being perfect. And even there was an analysis of Taylor Swift's, I can say, humongous popularity, and that's still a gross understatement. But people relate to her songs because she shares specific details. You know who she's talking about. It's so specific that we can relate. Even comedian Jen Fulweiler, who's also a podcaster, she's a comedian, she's a mother of six, she's been married for at least 20 years, so it's not like she's breaking up with guys all the time. She said that she relates to Taylor Swift's breakup songs because it reminds her of past breakups with her female friends. So it's being specific, sharing specific examples, and not trying to be a robot, not trying to be perfect. All right. Last point. Those are your two examples of how it changes your life, changes your career. And now we're going to talk about Robin Williams, very well known for being extremely charismatic. You know, he was a extremely popular guest on all the night talk shows because they knew he would, you know, deliver the laughs. People loved him. He had a very popular social life, but I did not know, and maybe you didn't know, that he was not just an introvert, but he was an extreme introvert. Like, he was very quiet in his default mode. And I didn't know that. I learned that from Drew Lawrence, one of my guests, where I learned so many interesting things from. And what Drew was calling Robin Williams' level of charisma is a rehearsed charisma, because that's how Robin Williams, in very rare occasions, when he would kind of reveal the secrets. This is how you build charisma. You rehearse it. Because remember that charisma is something that happens in the mind of the other person. It's not you. It's how you impact the other person. You are never going to have a really good charismatic experience or share charisma if you just are talking about how great you are. You'll just be an egomaniac, because that's what egomaniacs do. You can talk about yourself, but it has to be in a fun way. It has to be poking fun. So remember, charisma can be rehearsed. So if you want to show up with charisma, if you want to turn up the dial on your own charisma, I do not recommend that you live with charisma 24/7. I think that would be exhausting. But you do need to prepare. That's the difference. You prepare. You can prepare anecdotes. You can prepare how you're going to show up. You can prepare how you're going to introduce yourself. Those of you listening, I know you, and I know that you've already got the credibility part down. So focus on the warmth. If you want to show up with more charisma, start by upgrading your level of warmth or positivity. And sometimes you're in a really cranky mood, and for a good reason. You know, showtime is showtime. That's when you bring your game face. That's when you put your troubles in a box and you get back to them later. And some things that can help you do that, of course, are listening to one of your favorite songs or watching a funny YouTube video, playing with your dog. Charisma requires warmth. Going back to your problems, you can share your problems, but only if you can make it funny. So this is not about how to be a comedian, but there is something that comedians use that you can use also in rehearsing and building and cultivating your charisma. And it's called the plot twist. And that's what makes every movie good. You know, when you find out the guy you thought was good is really bad and the guy you thought was bad was really good. That's finding the unexpected twist to what you're saying. For example, let's say I tell you, the three main ingredients of charisma are 1, confidence, 2, a big smile, and 3, a huge dose of Xanax. That's a tranquilizer. I don't know if they call them tranquilizers, a mood booster. So that third one, see, was not expected. And we're going to continue talking about this topic because it's not something you just pick up in a 5-minute podcast or reading one article. But this is your call to action. This is what I want you to do. I want you to start noticing the people that you think are charismatic, whether it's your child, your CEO, or a public figure. I want you to start paying attention. I want you to start noticing what makes them charismatic. What is the feeling that you have? What is their body language? What are they talking about? How are they talking about it? And if you want to, share it with me by email, and I'll share it on the podcast. And my email is hello@speakupwithlaura.com. All right, to recap and close this incredible episode on charisma, 3 practices. Remember, charisma is presence, credibility, and warmth. And I want you from this day forward not to worry about your presence or credibility. Credibility, I know you already have that nailed down. Presence, we can talk about later. Today, I want you to focus on showing warmth. And number two, in your stories and even in a work presentation, share specific aspects about yourself and your experiences, showing that you're not trying to be perfect. You're not trying to be a robot. Of course, at work, your experiences do have to relate to your topic. But let's say you're talking about, oh, we need to have trust. We need to build trust in our new product because it's using AI. And then you can tell a funny story of how you put something into ChatGPT and it gave you just this ridiculous answer. And I always tell people when I'm being introduced, I want everybody to know that I started off as a terrible non-communicator. I thought that my ideas were so self-evident that they didn't even need to be articulated. So yeah, definitely I've come a long way. And number three, charisma can be rehearsed. Start observing the specific characteristics that you see in another person so that you know what to rehearse. That's going to help you. So there you go. Did you like this? Did you like this quick lesson on charisma? I want to read a quick podcast review. It was so good. And even the podcast review, I think you're going to find value in it. And the title was The Art of Doing Life Better, Making a Difference to Each Person You Meet. And that's what you can do with charisma. It's not something for you. It's how other people experience you. You make a difference in each person you meet. I never tire of hearing a podcast with Laura. Her guests are thoughtful and engaging. Her skills in making each episode 5-star always make me feel better thanks to her and the guest speakers. Each episode is warm and engaging conversation, which has me going from excitement to smiling to recognizing each person that I speak or meet with is a one-of-a-kind person. Recognizing other people's gifts, discovering what their potential can be is both exciting, humbling, and mind-blowing when the light bulb turns on. It's humbling to see how each person can make a positive impression by something as simple as being a helper. How can you be a helper? Listen and appreciate each person you cross paths with is unique, where both can grow and smile from a heart-led conversation. Wow. I want you guys to leave reviews, but they don't have to be this good. I mean, this is just amazing. And finally, if you like this episode, if you want more of this and this quirky, unique approach to getting better at executive communication and charisma, please visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and jump on our email list and you'll get a weekly little message from me about improving your communication. Have a splendid day. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found tremendous value in this. Take care. Bye-bye.